They have micro markets. How would you like a salad or a wrap or maybe even a Starbucks or hummus for lunch? All available, all at no cost to the employer. Dynamic Vending will come in and revolutionize your kitchen. Dynamic Vending and micro markets. DynamicVending.com.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the Real Estate Investment Coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, slippy flippies, jelly stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willards.
How about fiddle faddles?
Under my supervision.
Crossed over. I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
What if Frank's going to be in today? Oh wait, that's me.
Wait.
Oh wait, that's me.
Hey, Frank, welcome back.
Yeah. 35-year streak has been broken. I have not called in and said I will not be in today for 35 years until yesterday. The day from hell.
Oh, boy.
Actually, yesterday wasn't the day from hell. Sunday after evening, early evening, was the day from hell. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. We went to the Dominican Republic. You probably know that. We were there all of last week. Dan was there. You may have talked about it a little bit. I wouldn't know because I didn't listen yesterday. I didn't listen because I wanted to die. If while I was asleep, God had spoken to me anytime from 7:30 Sunday night for the next 40 hours after that, if he had come to me in my sleep and said, do you want to continue to feel this way, or are you ready to go?
Frank, do you want to continue to feel this way?
No, I don't.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, take me now.
All right.
Take me. That's what I would have said. I don't think in my life I've ever felt worse than I felt starting about 7 o'clock Sunday night. Now, we're trying to figure out what happened. This was the 18th trip like this. We've been to these Caribbean places before. Never anything. Not even headache. So we can't figure out if we picked something up on the plane, like somebody had a bug and we caught it from them on the plane. We've kind of ruled out food poisoning because I think food poisoning hits you like 2 to 6 hours. I don't think it takes longer than that. When something gets in your body that's poison, your body, hey, get out of here.
Yes.
And it blows it out either both ends or the bottom end. So I don't think that takes that long. All I could, without getting too graphic here, disgusting, I don't throw up. I haven't thrown up. I can't even remember last time I threw up. It had to be 35, 40 years ago. So this was all, you know, the other end. 13 18 trips I made to that bathroom.
Oh, boy.
I counted them. I did, because after six, I thought, how long is this going? Whoa, here comes seven. Mm-hmm. And then 13. So we don't know. We know that at least seven of us got it, and it hit us all, I think, except for one person, about the same time. And that was after we left that country, after we left. From the time we got out of there, between there and Lambert, and in my case, we landed at Lambert, went across the street to the Marriott. We were going to have dinner before we went home because we hadn't had anything to eat. I didn't eat anything on the plane, didn't eat those snacks, nothing. By the time we ordered, and by the time she brought the food, it was just a bowl of soup and a salad. I couldn't even eat it. Something came over me like, uh-oh. And by the time I got home, I'm not kidding, I parked the car, I threw the bags in the kitchen, and ran to the bathroom. Uh-oh. And all I could think was, I am so glad this didn't happen mid-flight on the plane. Because let me tell you something. When this hits, it's almost like it's saying to you, it's cruel. It's a cruel joke.
You better be close to a bathroom.
You better be real close. You got 30 seconds. No, that's essentially, look, and we've all had it.
Yes.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've gotten caught in the car before.
Oh.
And it was one of those deals where I was lifting myself off of the seat, using every muscle I could.
Oh, and your muscles are not, I mean,
scrunch muscle.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The scrunch muscle is like...
And it hit me so weak. Fast, I got nauseous from it threw up from
it,
too.
And you sweat.
Because, oh, absolutely.
You break out into a sweat.
And
you don't know if you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other cruelty of nature, and I really do believe that, I think that whatever that force is, it makes you think... Oh, okay, it's over. It's not. Like, wait, yeah. No.
It's rolling waves. Yeah, it's like
then,
waves.
Then, okay, it's over. No, it's not over. And then I've said this before, the closer you get to a facility,
it's like
your
body knows.
The more intense it gets. Yeah. I'm not kidding. When I got home, in the car, I felt weird. I park, I get up. The minute I got out of the car... It started increasing.
The force.
Yeah, the intensity increased.
The bubbling crude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everybody's been there. Now, there's no way there's anybody who hasn't had what we're talking about. It's just that some of us are bigger babies than others. Now, I will say this to my credit. I have not called in sick in 35 years. And what makes me madder than anything is the streak is broken.
That's what I said yesterday.
No, oh, yeah. That makes me
more than anything.
I'm
be
more
mad
upset
that he can't say that anymore.
I can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't sound the same. Oh, only one time. No, that's no good. If you can't say you've never called in sick for 35 years, don't say anything. It's over. The streak is over.
I had it one time on the while we were, I had to call in because I had it, and it's like
everybody gets it. It's just that I've always kind of fought it off. I do remember one day at Kix, we worked at Kix, I had 104 degree temperature, and I went on and went in like an idiot, and the last hour of the show I just told everybody I had to leave, and I got in the lobby and collapsed on the floor. Collapsed. And I didn't completely go out. I went black, and I came right back, and I managed to get up and get to the car.
And that's a good idea. After you collapse, almost black.
But I came in, and I came in. I did all but the last hour, so the streak was intact.
Yeah.
Now the streak is broken. And I'm not kidding about this. If God had said to me in any form, you're going to feel like this for a whole week, or I will take you home, I would have chosen to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
kidding.
Bring
me home.
I'm not kidding. I can't. You know what?
Kick me, Jesus.
through the goalpost of life. And it makes me realize something, too. Did you see the movie Unbroken, based on the Louis Zamperini, the World War II hero?
No.
The guy who survived unbelievable extremes of torture and weather. And I start thinking about a guy like that. I am such a wuss. Because these guys were in POW camps,
yeah.
And they were freezing, and they get sick, and they have dysentery. How did they survive? When they say the greatest generation, they're not kidding. How'd they do that?
I don't know. They were tough.
I can't make it 2 days in my own house. And they were in these horrible places. They were tough. They were beyond tough. Mm-hmm. You know what I would have done? I would have done something to make them shoot me. I think you can do that. If you rush them or call them a name or something, they'll shoot you down. That's what I'd have done. I'd have found a way to make them shoot me. I can't stand pain or to be uncomfortable. And to all of you who can and just keep quiet about it and don't complain, I admire you for that. I'm not like you. I want to complain to as many people and as often as I can. Something about it makes you feel better, but not really.
Did your wife help you at all in any way?
No, like, she
did
left.
She bring?
She left.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Yesterday?
Gone all day yesterday. All day. Knowing that I could. Look, people die from that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about it.
Yeah.
And I actually think she thought, well, I'll leave.
She was hoping.
And he'll die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back and I'll confirm that he's dead. I'll check for pulse. And then I'll call.
Yeah.
And they'll come get him, and he'll be gone. And then I can do whatever I want. Oh, wait, she does that anyway. So that's it. We had a great trip. It was a... I wish everybody could have gone. And
it was a great group this time. I mean,
oh, my goodness, it's the best group ever.
I think so, yes.
No complaints, no problems. It's the only trip that I can remember where there wasn't something happened, like your dad's mm-hmm. bone comes out of his arm, or the woman who dove off the cliff and broke her arm. Somebody else one time, for whatever reason, had to go to the hospital. Another person drank too much. Nothing.
We had one incident. Well, we had one person. On Monday, last Monday, they were by the bar and they fell.
He fell, but it was not a big deal.
No,
he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was without incident, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So,
which is different for us.
Yeah, normally something happens. I would like to do this though. If you're listening and you went on this trip and you got whatever this is, would you email me? I'd like to get an idea of how many other people picked up whatever this was we picked up, we think, on the plane.
Were the other people that got sick, or were you guys all in the same area of the plane, if do you remember?
I don't, but there were enough of us that we had to be.
So I'm guessing
there's no section of the plane where our people wouldn't have been. You got a plane
right.
with 250 people,
but
and 100 of them.
Maybe something around a certain group of rows had a virus.
Let me tell you this: if we ever could pinpoint or nail down who we gang up together and kill that person.
Oh,
if
sure.
we could find out who gave us this,
yeah,
we'd kill them, and they could never go.
Or it could have been
again.
A previous flight. A virus can sit. You would think in a plane.
And what do you think?
I don't know how well they clean those.
What do you think they do if let's say somebody doesn't make it and they. In the plane.
Under the carpet.
Seat. No, the seat. Now, those seats are cloth.
Oh.
Okay? So it's going to... I'm sorry, folks, but this is what I think about. And it soaks it up.
I think you just swap the seats out. You would have
to take
you know
the
what?
Seat
I think
out.
You're right.
Yeah. That wouldn't
unbolt
even be worth cleaning.
No. Unbolt it and put in a new seat.
You'd probably have to unbolt it. If you were in flight and that happened, unbolt it and throw it out the emergency door.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I think you probably would want to do that. You can't have it in the plane.
No, man.
Because it's going to continue to reek. So you know who Bob Harper is. Did you see this?
Yes, Biggest Loser.
This guy has a heart attack. Now, how could you be in better shape than the people who are the trainers on Biggest Loser? A show, by the way, that I can't stand, and I stopped watching it once I realized how they were exploiting these people.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Is he a trainer?
Yeah. They really do exploit these heavy people, and I'm surprised that one of these people hasn't died because they push him to such extremes for ratings. And here's the guy with that Jillian Michaels. I can't stand her either. He's had a heart attack. Which brings us to the whole genetics thing. There are heart attacks in his family.
Hmm.
So the moral of the story is you can work out all you want to. You can be in great shape. If you are genetically prone to predisposition to having a heart attack or colon cancer, you're gonna have one.
Yeah.
And I don't care what kind of shape you're in. So I think I'll continue to not exercise. I'm not kidding. I think I said I'm not kidding like three times. I have to stop that. I don't like it when you get in a pattern of saying. Bernice cured us of the anyway thing.
She did.
So she taught us you can be cured of repeating something over and over. My family had a friend in the South, and his name was, hang on here, Louis Black. I had to think of it because he's been dead for a few years. Louis Black was a farmer in Savannah, Tennessee. Everything I'm going to tell you about Louis is true. And he was a farmer who didn't have an air-conditioned combine and a tractor with a stereo. He was a farmer who farmed all day long in either blazing hot sun or freezing cold winter weather. He drank whiskey every day. And the reason I know this is because some people, like my mother and other holier-than-thou people at church, gossiped all the time about the fact that Louis drank whiskey. That was unacceptable. But he did. He drank it every day. He smoked unfiltered Camels. I remember as a kid going to Louis's house, his fingers were as yellow as a pumpkin because of the cigarettes he smoked.
Yeah.
So he drinks a lot. He smokes a lot. He's in the sun. He did not die from melanoma. He didn't die from liver disease. He died from being 96. And that's how old he was. That's good genes.
Yeah.
That's just good genes.
Oh, yeah.
So it has a lot to do with it. All right, we're off early today. I didn't know that till I came in.
Yeah.
Couldn't come at a better time for me. I'll leave here and hit the sack. Does anybody say that anymore? Hit the sack?
Yeah, I think so. I think they do. I think, but it's older people.
Or hit the hay.
Older people?
Yeah, older people.
That would fit then. Hit the sack. Hit the hay. Hit the sack. Or the rack. But rack has come to mean some. Hit the rack is a good thing. That's a sexual thing.
Oh, Peon, did you get that? I was going to buy Peon a t-shirt down there, and it was all of these different
types. Oh, I saw the picture you sent. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all these different types.
What do you mean you were going to buy? Why didn't you?
Well, they didn't have it in his size.
Most likely story.
Yeah. It was, they had
them. What are you trying to say?
They were smaller. No, they were all like small and medium, so it wasn't.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah.
And, so I took a picture of it and I sent it to him, but it's a picture of boobs and it categorizes them and names them.
Oh, all the peaches, lemons.
That's a perfect t-shirt for him.
I know.
Grapefruits, watermelons, pears.
So you know what I would have done if I'd seen it? I'd say, where do you guys order those? I would have gotten the website and ordered it for my friend Peon, but I guess that's just me.
Yeah, it is.
Just me.
Bee stings, flapjacks, has-beens, pointers, and mailbags.
Mailbags.
Now, before we take a break, did you guys talk about the Oscars at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty extensive.
I don't know if you remember, but the day after I saw Moonlight, I came in and I said, I think I have seen one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It was absolutely horrible.
What was it about? I don't even know what
it was
about.
I don't know, and I saw it.
Hmm.
But if you don't think that the Academy Awards is political, well, then you're stupid. Because remember last year when they said it's too white? It's too white.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oscar's
Take a look at two nights ago.
Yeah.
What happened? It's all politics.
Oh, yeah.
They overdid it. They overcompensated.
Yep.
And made it pretty much all black. Now, that's fine if you want to pick out a movie like Hidden Figures, which was a fantastic movie about the black women in NASA. I saw it and loved it. Fences. I liked Fences. I liked Denzel Washington. But this Moonlight, I will never, ever again believe that the Academy Award ever goes to the movie that's named Best Movie because it actually is the best movie. To me, an Academy Award-winning movie is a movie that most people will see, and when they walk out, they'll go, wow, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
That's what most people would say. Two exceptions, Moonlight, and remember when that stinking artist, that
son? Yes!
Silent... Here's the proof that the artist and Moonlight are crap. Have you ever, since the Academy Awards, known of anybody who watched the artist twice?
No.
No. No, nobody. And if you watch Moonlight, you will never watch it a second time. You may not make it through the first time. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was nominated.
Yeah.
Because before it was even nominated, before any of this, I remember when we watched it, and I said to my wife, I said, how does a movie like this even get made?
Did she like it?
No.
Wow.
She hated it. I got it. When it was released to the theaters, because I am a member, I've said this before, of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, yes.
So we loaned the DVD to a neighbor. They hated it. Now, and then we loaned it to a friend of my wife's. She hated it. Mm. Now, you're going to tell me that this movie got Best Picture because it was a good movie, or did it get Best Picture because it was a black movie, and it was high time? And you can call that racist. You can call it whatever you want to. It's called truth, and it's called a fact. They overcompensated.
Yeah.
And overdid it.
I never watched the Academy Awards because I'm trying to think of an example.
I think
here.
I'm done, and I didn't even watch it.
A movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, was, I think, a second one's getting ready to come out. I don't know.
Have
you ever seen that
one? I've heard the name, and I never
saw
the movie.
Chris Pratt. It was a great movie. I can't imagine anybody. It was kind of sci-fi. But a movie like that will never win Best Picture.
No.
Because those kind of movies don't win Best Picture. But if you were to ask everybody coming out, you know, it was a huge box office hit across the board. Almost everybody liked the movie. You know, it was on Rotten Tomatoes, probably a 90-something percent. Movies like that will never win Best Picture because it's all that elitist.
I'd love to go back.
Or comedy.
And see what Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly. A comedy will never win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember what they gave it.
Oh, I can look.
Yeah, comedies don't win.
Can you do that?
What about Star Wars? That
there have been some tremendous comedies.
Yeah.
Parenthood. Steve, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to even think of 10% or 1% of the great comedies. But you're right. There's a formula.
Yeah.
And part of that formula is politics. It's, what director is what? What do you got?
That elitist attitude they take, where artistic it has to be.
Yes.
Let's see here. I can find.
How about it just has to be good? That should be the criteria.
The artist. I still remember the talk.
I know.
But it was all, now we realize, talk coming from within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't talk from the general public that the artist was great. And folks, it was a silent picture. In black and white.
Is that what you want me to look up, the artist?
No, Moonlight.
Moonlight got a 98% tomato meter, so that's really an audience score 85%.
That is unbelievable to me. That's a shocker. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the rest of the world thinks Moonlight was a great movie.
I don't know. Your wife will generally like something that you don't like.
Correct. And she'll hate something I do like.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, for example.
Yeah.
She just didn't think that was funny.
So I would gauge it on your wife, and then you handed it off to several other people, and they hated it.
Yeah,
so.
I think I'm done with the Academy Awards. I don't think I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
It's become, I don't know. It's also too political from the standpoint that now every other person has to get up and make some sort of political comment.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very one-sided. I don't think John Voight or Vince Vaughn, who are very conservative, I don't think they would dare to get up and say anything because they're outnumbered in that room.
No, and Vince Vaughn got up and he was a presenter, did something.
Yeah, I believe I know Voight is.
Yeah.
But that's not too cool in Hollywood, so they're not going to get up and balance things out at all. Enough of that chit-chat. Let me talk to you about, you know who this is, Johnny Londoff. He's a Chevy dealer up in North County. I'm saying this for those of you who might have just moved to town. You need to understand something. If you ask your neighbors who've lived here for a while, if you just said, Chevy dealer, give me a name. Many of them, probably most of them, would say Johnny Londoff. The first thing that comes to mind, I know if you ask AM and the PM people, Chevy dealer, maybe if you just said car dealer, they'd say Johnny Londoff. Well-established, great reputation, and the great reputation doesn't come from the usual things. Competitive pricing, not good inventory, a lot of selection. They have that, but the reputation comes in the way they from the way they deal with people, the way they treat people. Lots of car dealers say that. I have worked for other car dealers. They say it, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. The folks at Johnny Londoff will, and you'll see this if you go there, if you just go there just to shop, just to look around, you'll get it. You'll see what we're talking about. There's a sense of respect. They don't insult your intelligence. They realize that if you want to be left alone, they need to leave you alone and let you walk the lot. If you need help, they'll help you. It's just a different experience. I don't think you're going to get that deal. Dan, you sold cars. That thing where if it's a slow day and you walk in, six salesmen rush you.
Oh, yeah.
And try to get to you all at the same time.
Yeah.
Or the situation where, I think it's called an up.
Yeah.
Is that right? Where
yeah.
you're the next guy up, meaning yeah. if a cold customer comes in, cold meaning didn't have an appointment, just walks in. Dan, this is your up.
Mm-hmm.
You get this customer.
Yeah.
And I have seen it more than once where that guy was sitting with his feet up on the desk just about to enjoy a nap. And I've been in the dealership when somebody yelled, Bob, it's your up.
Yeah.
And we woke the guy up, and now he's got to kind of come out of a half sleep and go over and act like he...
Hey, how
you folks doing? what can I do for you? This is just a different experience. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and even if you're looking at a Ford or GMC or Chrysler product, if you think there's even the slightest chance that Chevrolet might have something that'll satisfy your needs, for goodness sakes, would you at least give them a shot at your business? Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where you can buy the low overhead way. 270 Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, we get a look at traffic right now. We have Ed Smarin in for Tim Weiland. Hi, Ed.
Hey there. We do have a stall on 270 northbound after 44. That's got a little bit of a delay through there. Rest of the road's pretty decent. 170 northbound Airport Road to 270 and southbound from Brentwood Boulevard to 64. Then also a northbound 55 from 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic brought to you by Home by Verizon. Kids borrowing the car. Now with Home by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Eunice Hunton Carter was born in Atlanta in 1899 and became a social worker in New York and New Jersey before becoming the first Black woman to earn her law degree from Fordham University. Mayor Fiorello H. LaGuardia appointed her to study situations in Harlem, but soon her street smarts led her to believe that there was a connection between prostitution and the mob. That got her hired as assistant district attorney under special prosecutor Thomas E. Dewey. After her role in what became the largest organized crime prosecution in U.S. history, Eunice Hunton Carter was appointed the head of the DA Special Sessions Bureau.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair. Online at
suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, it's John Carney with an invite for you to join me on a trip. We're going to France in October. You probably have heard. We've teamed up with Colette, North America's leading tour operator, for this once-in-a-lifetime vacation. 11 days. Think about that. October 19th, we leave and we go to Paris. We'll spend 3 days there. We'll check out the Eiffel Tower. In fact, we'll eat in its shadow. Also, off to Provence on the TGV train. We'll also go to Nîmes. We'll head to Monaco and Nice, and we'll see so much. And, of course, we'll stop in a winery or two and the best of local French cuisine, of course. Cezanne's workshop is a stop. A lot of time to do some exploring on your own. Let's do this adventure together. Find out more. A live presentation set for Wednesday, March 8th, 6 o'clock at Brasserie by Niche in the Central West End. Brasserie, Wednesday, March 8th. More information about our trip online at KTRS.com and click on the Carney Show page.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Tyson Lamb for the Retirement and Income Radio Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. on KTRS. You can also call Tyson Lamb now for your free customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book at 844-513-SAFE. That's 844-513-7233.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the real estate investment coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
I had just enough strength before I came in here today to make one stop before I came to the studio, and that was First Community Credit Union. I was there before I came in here, and I didn't have to go there. I could have done what I needed to do, I guess, either by mail, online, on the phone, drive up. I've told you before, I like to go in. I like the smell of the popcorn in the lobby. And Dan, you might not like it because they never burn the popcorn.
Oh.
If you decided to do your banking at First Community,
just once,
they'd have to make one special batch of corn that they burned when they knew you were coming.
I have an account there.
Would you ever ask them to burn the corn for you?
No, I would, yeah.
You know what? Take it home. I have. Can you burn popcorn after it's popped? If you put popcorn...
Oh, I bet you get to see it.
Probably put it in the microwave.
You know what? You ought to just get it and then take it home and then burn it.
Yeah.
You're the only person that I've ever heard say likes burned popcorn.
Larry Connors does, too.
Well, okay, that's two. First of all, it even smells bad. Oh, forget the taste of it.
Yeah,
it's like you're
horrible.
Eating roofing shingles, and it stinks. You wouldn't think it would stink that bad, but it does. They don't burn the popcorn at First Community Credit Union. In fact, I don't know what the formula is, but it's consistently good. No, you're not going to change where you bank for popcorn. I know that. But you would change your bank for better rates. Wouldn't you? Yeah, of course you would. And if you ask the customers who are members of First Community Credit Union, what was it that got you to change where you did your banking? Many of them will say car loans, for example. They're famous for their car loan rates. Somebody has a car loan, they move it from where they were to First Community, and next thing you know, in a lot of cases, the car payment goes down because the rate was lower. There are all kinds of reasons that people who bank there, like me, like to do their banking at First Community Credit Union. You're never going to fully understand the difference until you just move all your banking business there. It's pretty easy to do. 43 locations, the number one credit union in the St. Louis area, the largest, and if you ask the members, they'll tell you they think the best. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Do we have that's right, Mike Evans, early, because we're off early today.
I forgot.
And people that normally...
Everything is thrown off.
Don't get to hear him at this time.
What a treat. Yeah. What a treat they're in for. Did you tell him we're running a little late? That's okay, I'll tell him. He can hear me now anyway. He knows we're running late. Things are all out of kilter because we're off early for basketball. Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I got a text earlier today from another advertiser who had never eaten at Annie Gunn's. They just had lunch there today and said it was unbelievable. That's what everybody says. And next door, of course, the Smokehouse. And they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. From Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
That's right, homie.
Give it in.
How you doing, homie?
Doing well.
Heard you had the hot snakes, homie.
I don't know what I had, but it broke my streak, and that's all I can think about. I had a 35-year streak of never calling in sick, and I had to break it yesterday.
Yeah, well, you're back.
I'm back.
Pockwish question, what is Megan Fox's son's name? Rain? Storm? Journey? Or Trip? Love Nuggets, Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. Personally reached out to Brad Pitt, however.
There's always a however in life.
Brad, through his attorney, says, I just want a divorce and joint custody. There's no reason that we should talk. Doesn't appear there's going to be any reconciliation between 007 Daniel Craig and his wife, Rachel Wise. Translation, divorce. Is it true? Authorities are looking at possible criminal charges against Chris Brown regarding a physical altercation with his girlfriend, Karrueche Tran. Just for the record, Karrueche is 5'1" and weighs 102 pounds. Chris Brown is 6'1", weighs 222 pounds.
Good grief.
He's bad. He's a tough guy.
Mike, can we just go back quickly? For the ladies in the audience, I wanted to just take note of something. Daniel Craig, good-looking guy, great shape, James Bond. Brad Pitt, good-looking guy, great shape, movie star, rich. Can't keep women happy. Mm. Conclusion, good-looking guys have little bitty penises.
Mm-hmm.
That's the conclusion I've come to. You're better off with those of us who are just average-looking.
There you go. David Beckham was furious when he heard that 35-year-old former manager of the Pussycat Dolls was spotted canoodling with his 17-year-old daughter, Brooklyn.
That would make me mad.
Well, I think it would. Made me upset. Celebrities love their cars. Larry David drives a Toyota Prius. Casey Affleck just got an Academy Award, drives a 5-year-old Chevy 150 pickup. Kim Kardashian drives a Bentley Continental Monday through Friday. but a Range Rover on the weekends.
Oh, well.
I don't believe there's any such thing as a Chevy 150.
No, there's a Silverado and a
Silverado,
Colorado.
And there's a Ford F-150.
It's the 150, whoever makes it.
That'd be a Ford.
Catherine Jackson has filed papers in court requesting that she have complete control of Michael Jackson's estate. That might have been a huge mistake for her, because the main stipulation in Jacko's will is that anybody challenging the will are automatically and immediately to be taken out of the will itself.
Oh, wow.
So that might be a bad move.
Real smart.
One more court nugget. I've been telling you for the last couple of months that O.J. Simpson will get out of jail July or October. Finally, the rest of the media is reporting the same. When O.J. gets out, he'll get a check for $2,520,000.
What?
That is back NFL retirement pension that he gave, that he backloaded. Uh-huh. And in California, the Goldmans cannot touch a pension fund.
Oh.
You know what? And not just California, it's an annuity. And an annuity cannot be touched. That's got to just infuriate Fred Goldman.
I would imagine so. We're going to do something this week. It's called Water Cooler Talk. Today, oh, Canada. Did you know that Canada has more lakes than the rest of the world combined?
I can see that.
And what does Canada translate to in the native Indian language, Canadian Indian language?
Land of Lakes.
Canuck.
The Big Village.
Big Village.
Hmm. Hollywood and politics, hot rumor that when the ancient Senator Feinstein of California and Senator Boxer of California, when those two very senior ancient senators retire, Oprah and George Clooney may run for their seats.
Well, I sure hope so.
Wouldn't that make California even more perfect?
Yeah, I hope that happens.
That'd be just so good for everybody.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh. Maybe not Oprah, but I wouldn't be surprised if Clooney ran.
Clooney doesn't really want to act anymore, does he?
No.
He never has acted. He just looks pretty.
Yeah. He can't act.
He's not an actor.
Hey, Frank, what did you think of the Oscars and that debacle?
Well, I said earlier, I saw Moonlight, and when I saw it, it's the one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. I don't understand it. Like, I didn't understand when The Artist won. A black and white silent movie that was horrible, and it was... If anybody doesn't think it's political, and here's the other thing, and Mike, I think you'll agree, they go from last year saying the Academy Awards were too white.
They're all black.
They overcompensated.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And if I were black, I'd be insulted, because I think, well, you just did all this just to try to appease us. We want equal fairness, not, oh my goodness, it was just overdone.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was ridiculous. And finally.
Yeah, I will tell you, Viola Davis absolutely deserved her award, and she's a tremendous actor.
And you notice they didn't stop her doing her 9-minute acceptance speech.
No, they didn't.
They didn't bother her at all. I wonder if that was political.
I don't know.
Yeah, a couple of people, they actually pulled away from the microphone.
I know. I saw that.
She went on and on and on. Anyway!
No, and finally.
What's Megan Fox's baby son name? You know, Megan's married now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who she's married to?
No.
Is his name Damian Green?
Brian Austin Green?
Brian Austin Green. I always get him confused.
He's a Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes.
Kid.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So what is Megan Fox's son's name? Rain, Storm, Journey, or Trip?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go Trip.
I'll say Journey.
Storm.
The full name of the child is Journey River Green. Hey, I'm so glad Frank Pinion doesn't have the hot snakes no more. I can't say it.
Hot snakes.
That's the other thing about those Hollywood people. They think they have to name their kids all these weird. They're weird. Those people are just different.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Window World Windows. Number one. Now, that's their ranking in number of windows sold in the United States, and that comes from Qualified Remodeler Magazine, a very well-respected industry publication. In just over 14 years, and that's hard to believe, too, Window World has only been in existence just a little over 14 years, and they have already improved the look and the thermal efficiency of over 46,000 homes in St. Louis. Any size. White vinyl double hung window, $189. Lifetime warranty. It covers the parts, the glass breakage, the labor. They use double strength glass that gives it its strength. I doubted Window World years ago and did not do commercials for them, turned them down. I just thought this has to be some kind of scam, and the window can't be that strong. And then I went, they insisted I come visit them, and they stood on it, and then I stood on the window, and I was heavier then. These were my pre-MD health and wellness days. I was heavier, and I couldn't break that window. You call them, they'll give you a free home estimate, and they'll show you why they are simply the best for less. And remember, too, they can also do siding and entry doors. Now offering 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Window World, there's only one. The original $189 window, windowworldst.louis.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get another check on traffic with Ed Smarin.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a few more problems that popped up. We've got some pretty heavy traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald Boulevard to 170. 64 eastbound from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. 44 westbound Madison to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also stalls at Dunn Road eastbound at New Florissant in the right lane. And northbound 270 after 44. That one's off to the right shoulder now. Traffic brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde. Technology.